Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
It is 8:50, and if you know that song, the Ballroom Blitz, and that's what we're about to have with Johnny Rabbit.
Oh, great. Thank you, Scott. Today we put on our dancing shoes as we remember some of the dozens of St. Louis ballrooms. The first that came to mind really wasn't a ballroom. It was a radio show, the St. Louis Ballroom, hosted by DJ Ed Bonner and KXRK for much of the 50s, based on the WNEW New York 1935 radio show, Make Believe Ballroom, with Martin Block. Martin got the idea for the name of that show from a 1932 West Coast program with Al Jarvis called the world's largest Make Believe Ballroom. And over the years, Make Believe Ballroom would be hosted by people such as Steve Allen and Julius LaRosa. It continues today outside the radio signals of Rochester, New York, and a network that crosses the country. In St. Louis, we had TV and radio singer and announcer Marty Bronson, who, after moving from Gaslight Square, fronted a nightclub for Harold Koppler in the basement of the Park Plaza called Marty's Make Believe Ballroom. 10 years earlier, in 1957, Koppler, who owned the Chase and Park Plaza, built the huge ballroom he named the Coruscant Room to lure the annual Veil Prophet Ball to the hotel. That room became best known as the site of Wrestling at the Chase, that aired on KPLR. Now, we could fill hours talking about the ballrooms and dance halls in our town's past, but here are a few from the early 20th century. The New Lindy in Wellston, second floor of a building at 6300 Easton. Now, country and Western music was the big draw. It was right above a Western auto store. It later became a roller rink. Oh, there was Mannion's Park, an amusement park and a dance hall at 8614 South Broadway, a roaring 20s hotspot with dancers competing for prizes by doing the foxtrot, the Apache, and the raccoon. Looking at programs from Prohibition days, many dance places added the word new to their name, such as the New Concordia Ballroom at 13th and Arsenal. Saturday night there, March 22nd, 1930, they had the Colored Musical Championship of the State of Missouri and dancing till 3 in the morning. That month and year, the nearby New Croatian Hall, 12th and Russell, had prizes for winning contestants of the Breakaway and the Stag Foxtrot. There were big dances at the North St. Louis Turner Hall at 20th and Salisbury, local bands like Harry Hoffman's six-piece orchestra. The Chicago Dance Palace was at Jefferson and Pestalozzi. They had dancing 7 nights a week with an 8-piece band. Tickets were 20 cents. In November of 32, there was a monster novelty dance held at Holy Trinity Hall in Mallinckrodt Street with Moses B. Riley and his 10 Royal Aces Orchestra. On the Hill, the place to be for the dancing was the New Big Club Hall at 5204 Shaw. In the years between World War I and II, we had over 50 dance studios, such as Mickey O'Connor's Dancing School in Merrimack, the Meglin Dance Studio, 3333 Lindell, affiliated with Fanchon and Marco, who own movie theaters, the Fortunato University of Dancing, under Oliver and Clark School of Dance, which was in the Westminster Ballroom, another big ballroom at 3806 Olive. The longest-running ballroom, which will turn 100 years old in 2 years, is the Casa Loma at Cherokee in Iowa, which has been under the direction of Pat Brannon for 25 years and is still going strong by changing with the changing times. It opened as the Cinderella Dancing Academy. Today, Casa Loma offers swing and big bands like the Gateway City Big Band, Second Generation, and the original Knights of Swing, led by KMOX's Maria Kina. The fabulous Motown Review also plays Casa Loma. The place even has burlesque and vaudeville shows, plus something new that came from Dublin, Ireland, calling Bingo Loco, which is billed as a rave bingo based on music. I wonder if they do the bunny hop. Pat, who's head of the National Ballroom Association, said there are just 216 official ballrooms in the entire United States. Casa Loma is the last major one in St. Louis. Over the decades, countless music stars have played Casa Loma: Guy Lombardo, Ella Fitzgerald, Harry James, Skitch Henderson, Count Basie, Jimmy Dorsey, Eddie Howard, Glenn Miller, Dick Haymes, Bill Haley and the Comets, Jerry Lee Lewis, the Kingsisters, even Frank Sinatra. And in the 90s, I did a special American movie classic show there with Donald O'Connor. If there are such things as ghosts, and imagine there are more than a few at Casa Loma, possibly watching the dancers and bands, sort of like the Phantom of the Opera, as they sit in a shadowy corner of the balcony. For more Casa Loma stories, I suggest the book St. Louis Casa Loma Ballroom by David Lawson, for which I wrote the foreword. Sometime I'll share some of my stories of a ballroom, such as the Castle Ballroom, that was at Ewing and Olive, George Edick's Club, Imperial, West Florissant and Goodfellow, Toontown, and Olive and Teresa, and, of course, the SS Admiral. Next week, same time, same stations, we'll check into some hotels of St. Louis's past and present. Now, this Tuesday, June 24th, I'll be presenting a program for Oasis at the Clayton Recreation Center called Summer Fun and St. Louis Sports of the Past. We're really going to go way back in time. It starts at 10:30. Reserve a place at stloasisnet.org, stloasisnet.org, or just show up. Our pictures and stories will cover the 19th through the 20th centuries, and Mr. Sports Ed Wheatley will join me to talk about the Cards and the Browns. Rick Wallace of KMOX will also be there. And from the DVD Sportsman's Park, the players, the fans, and the game, we'll play a really interesting nostalgic song called The Ghost of Grand Avenue. Be there or be square. Now, Scott Jago, he's about to conduct news that you can dance to and some other stuff, too. So let's find out about it. Here's Scott Jago.
All right. Thanks, Johnny. We'll talk to you next week.
Okay.
All right, it is 4 minutes before 9 o'clock. Top of the hour, we'll continue our coverage of the U.S. airstrikes of Iranian nuclear facilities. Next half hour, I've got three good things with a cold theme since it's so hot here in St. Louis. Stay tuned.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.